One more thing about Trump at the UN today. Last year at the General Assembly, the president called Kim Jong-un of North Korea Rocket Man. This year, Trump called him Chairman Kim and thanked him for his courage. And now they're talking about another face-to-face meeting. Kim himself brought it up last week in Pyongyang when he was hosting South Korea's president, Moon Jae-in. And this interesting detail, the two leaders bonded over a North Korean noodle dish called naengmyeon. But you don't have to go to North Korea to try it because, given the paperwork, that could be really, really hard. But Jason Strother went to a restaurant in Palisades Park, New Jersey, where about half the population is Korean.
Naengmyeon is a dish that's best served cold. It literally means ice noodles. My ticket number is called, and I go to the counter to pick up my bowl, which, in addition to the sweet potato starch noodles, contains diced pear, a hard-boiled egg, and two small cuts of grilled pork. I add vinegar and spicy mustard to the soup and use kitchen scissors to cut the noodles. Naengmyeon is a popular dish in South Korea, even though that's not where it originates.
Okay, naengmyeon is two kinds. Both of from North Korea.
Cho Yi-soon runs Chega Naengmyeon. He's 69, originally from Seoul, and has lived in the U.S. for nearly 20 years. He explains that during the Korean War, refugees from the north fled south and brought their naengmyeon recipes with them. The two varieties take their names from their home cities.
One is Hamhung Naengmyeon, the other one is Pyongyang.
Pyongyang naengmyeon is the kind that Kim Jong-un took with him to his first summit with President Moon Jae-in in April, and the two dined on them again last week in Pyongyang. This culinary diplomacy sparked a naengmyeon craze in South Korea this year, and Cho says the free advertising helped his business too.
A lot of customers come over here, oh, Moon Jae-in and Kim Jong-un ate naengmyeon.
You should thank Kim Jong-un.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. Cho says he thinks naengmyeon is doing its part to help build peace on the Korean peninsula. He says he supports engaging the North, but there's still a ways to go. Switching to Korean, Cho tells me he's hopeful about peace, but Kim Jong-un still needs to take steps to denuclearize. Cho thinks he has no other option.
Trump is very strong, attacked. I think he will do.
You think Trump would attack?
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un is not expected to attend this year's UN General Assembly in New York. No North Korean leader ever has. But Cho says he wouldn't be surprised if Kim does eventually come to the U.S. to meet Trump again. And if he ends up bringing naengmyeon with him, he hopes that the president, who once said that he'd like to have a burger with Kim, can at least pretend that he likes these cold noodles. For The World, Jason Strother, Palisades Park, New Jersey.